Welcome to this podcast from famvin.org, a digital network for connecting, collaborating, and evangelizing.
This presentation was given by Father Juan Patricio Prega, the visitor of Ecuador, during the Latin American encounter of the Vincentian family that took place in Guatemala City. This presentation was given on March the 19th, 2015. It is entitled, The Vincentian Charism, Vincentian Spirituality, and Our Way of Life. First, some introductory remarks. The theme that has been given to me is rooted in the Vincentian experience of Jesus. The Vincentian charism and Vincentian spirituality are centered on an encounter with the poor Christ present among those men and women who are poor. There are two key questions that St. Vincent had to answer. Who is Jesus? How do I follow Jesus? During the process of his conversion, Vincent gradually began to understand the meaning of those two questions. His conversion was a process of coming to know Jesus and thus walking the path of the disciples, the path of the kingdom. As Vincent walked along the path, he gave meaning to charism and spirituality, and that in turn allowed him to create a life centered on the charism. Here, however, Jesus took the initiative. Jesus extended an invitation, and Vincent struggled to respond. The poor Christ was revealed, and Vincent had to open himself to that reality. The Spirit of Jesus acted, and Vincent responded with the gift of his life. The charism that Jesus revealed to Vincent was that of service on behalf of the poor. That charism was and is a gift of the Holy Spirit, a gift to build up the kingdom of God. Charisms are always related to the kingdom. The evangelical element that the Vincentian charism highlights is that the kingdom of God is for those who are poor. Charism is not an idea that was invented by Vincent de Paul, but rather charism is a gift of God that Vincent discovered during the time of his journey. Charism is a mystery. The meaning of charism is revealed during the course of history and the Vincentian response. No one, not even St. Vincent, completely understands all the consequences that are involved in accepting the gift. Little by little, the Holy Spirit guides us so that we might be able to live the charism in the midst of new situations. The Spirit always allows new revelations, new ideas, and new lifestyles that will ultimately enable people to live the charism. The charism always includes the dynamic of call and response. The poor Christ calls us from the peripheries and invites us to respond. Vincentian spirituality is the response to the call of the poor Christ dwelling in the midst of those who are impoverished. It should be stated that Vincentian spirituality is not a series of references to the writings of our Holy Family, nor is it some prayer formulary, or virtues, or works, or acts of piety. Rather, Vincentian spirituality is the following of Jesus present among those who are most poor and excluded from society. Certainly, all of those other realities have their place, but only in as much as they help us to follow Jesus, evangelizer of the poor. Allow me now to point out five characteristics of a Vincentian spirituality that allow us to live the charism. This second part deals with the five characteristics of insentient spirituality. The first characteristic: God leads us into the midst of the world. In the person of Jesus, God becomes inserted into our world as brother and savior. God does not save us from above nor from outside, but rather as a part of humankind. We do not bring Christ to the world. Quite the contrary. It is God who leads us into the midst of the world. The world is God's creation, the place of God's grace, and the place of our salvation. To separate ourselves from, or to attempt to escape from the world, is not an insentient way of acting. Yes, sin exists in the world, and so there are elements that blur and hide the presence of God, elements that disfigure God's image. But, as St. Paul states, where sin abounds, grace abounds in even greater abundance. Vincentian spirituality is a commitment to the world. The problems of the world are our problems. All the sufferings and weaknesses of our brothers and sisters are not foreign to us. Perhaps we do not have all the answers to their problems. Nevertheless, we stand together with them, shoulder to shoulder, and with all those who journey through this world, we question the present reality of the world. Here, the task is to be more human. We are in the world as people who are bearers of the gospel message. To evangelize is not only to catechize and celebrate the sacraments. Rather, evangelization is liberation from every evil that oppresses humankind. It is to create a new relationship with God the Father and with our brothers and sisters. The good news of the gospel is not good news because I say so, but rather because men and women experience a transformation in their evil situation. Evangelization does not begin with pious words or the recitation of verses from the Bible. Rather, evangelization begins with a response to the bad news that people endure in their flesh and bone. Here we talk about hunger, unemployment, conflict, violence, lack of meaning in their life, and poverty. The second characteristic is God waits for us among the poor. When Christ invites us to follow him, he does so from the midst of the poor. And from the midst of the poor, we have to answer, who is God? Who are the poor? How do we reconcile ourselves with the poor? This is the primary axis of our spirituality. Allow me then to offer three clarifications. First, the poor have value in themselves. I do not reach out to the poor simply because Christ is present there. I reach out to the poor because they are my brothers and sisters who are suffering. They are a priority in the kingdom of God, and therefore I care for the poor because they have a personal, human dignity. They are the subjects of their own life and not the recipients of sympathy and alms. Second clarification. Christ calls us to serve the poor, not only the good poor. At times we speak about being evangelized by the poor. I do not believe that we understand that phrase correctly. We are speaking about the good poor, those who go to Mass, live a good moral life, share from their own poverty. I believe, however, that the call is to serve the poor good and bad alike. We cannot ask people if they are worthy or not of our service, and then care for them according to their response. Yes, even bad people will evangelize us, and we are called to love those who are not so lovable. It is often those who are not lovable who will put us in contact with our own sinfulness and weakness. Those who are not lovable invite us to be compassionate. Third clarification. Christ's presence is sacramental. Saint Vincent speaks about encountering Christ in the poor, and rarely does he speak about seeing Christ in the poor. That is because Christ's presence is sacramental and not physical. To speak about seeing Christ in the poor creates confusion because it is a pious manner of speaking but does not correspond to our experience. If one literally sees Christ in the poor, that one is either a mystic, and there are not many mystics, or that one needs professional help. To speak about seeing Christ in the poor is to create a world of fantasy and false expectations. The experience of Christ in the poor is sacramental. It is a faith experience that tells me that the encounter with the poor is more than a passing event. It is not a self-evident truth, but rather is the result of a faith-filled reflection on the encounter with the poor. Frequently, I only become aware of Christ's presence after said encounter with the poor. The third characteristic of a Vincentian spirituality is Christ invites us to participate in the mission. To follow Christ among the poor means that we are missionaries. The missionary spirit is not a desire to walk and move from place to place. In fact, going from one place to another is probably more an obstacle rather than a positive element of the mission. To be a missionary is to leave one's proper world and one secure place in the world in order to enter the world of the other. It is to leave one's place in order to enter the place of the poor and to accompany the poor with the gospel. This is a difficult task. From an economic and social perspective, we are probably somewhere in the middle, while the poor live on the peripheries. And there on the peripheries, there is a distinct reality, different values, a different culture, different religious expressions. Here we are not necessarily referring to some geographical change, but rather to be a missionary is to adapt oneself to the reality of the poor. A danger for every missionary is to impose one's reality on another. My way is the only way. My religious expression is the only valid one. I know what the poor need and what they want without having to ask them. It is here that the Vincentian virtues take on an important role. That is, the humility to listen and to accompany without ordering. The simplicity to understand my true motives with regard to the mission. The mortification to sacrifice something of myself for the good of those who are poor. The gentleness to resolve cultural clashes. Charity and evangelical zeal expressed in a desire to enter into a new world. To state this more simply, the missionary challenge is to know how to live and how to share the gospel in another reality.